systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Tuesday, April 14th, 2009. My name is Matt.
My name is Brayden.
I'm Danny.
I'm David.
I'm Viola.
I'm MDS.
Yes, thank you guys so much. We're in New York City. This is the Tuesday night show because we're in New York City. Episode number 180.
Yes!
180
yes!
episodes.
Woo!
Yes, little round of applause for 180 episodes. You know what that means, right?
What?
We've made a complete 180.
Oh, yeah.
Yay! We even brought the bell. All right, thank you guys so much for listening live to jamhole.com/feedback. You can type shit, we'll read it on the show. There is no live call-in number, but you can still leave us voicemails at 406-204-4687. That spells got P. All right, so we're in New York. This place, what do you guys think of it so far?
Fucking balls.
It sucks? The general consensus?
Wait, y'all just aren't city people.
No.
I grew up in the city also. But
do you have piles of trash outside of your place?
No,
okay,
because Chicago
then.
Has alleyways.
So do you like the trash here?
No.
Okay then, then fuck this place.
So, it's better.
I know. I'd rather deal with Mexican shooting people than big bags of trash out on the fucking street everywhere. It's fucking ridiculous. Everything's overpriced. And the awesome thing is, when I was delivering everyone's, I'm like, this is the kid that's going to be my replacement and shit. And they're like, oh, where are you going? I'm like, New York. They're like, oh, that's such a beautiful city. You'll have such a wonderful time. What they didn't say was, you know, by the way, you'll have an awesome time paying $15 for cheeseburgers, $20 for shots.
Oh, and by the way, when you walk down the street, every block you smell garbage all the time.
Right, and bums trying to sell you Rolexes and shit. Right. And that's, like, sell us something we need. I didn't see one guy out there being like, hey, want a bag of weed? No. They're like, you want a Rolex? Do you want this or that? I'm like, I have a watch on my phone. Where's my phone? You motherfuck.
I've been to so many big cities, and every single one, you walk by somebody's like, Coke.
Yeah. XC pills. Well, hookers. Pills. Wait, what? What did he say? No, not you.
Rolex.
You. What did you say?
I heard Coke.
I heard hookers. Which one? So, yeah, we got to the airport. We did the show. I hope you guys enjoyed that. It was kind of a rush job. So if anything's wrong with it, you can direct those hate mails to Brayden. He was the one that handled everything with that. Everything else was... Good job, though. You did get that banged out. We got done at, what, like 1:30, 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock.
Which was when we were supposed to leave.
Right, yeah. So we got done.
We didn't leave until about 3.
Yeah, we got done with everything. We ripped all the hardware apart. We packed it up in my clothes suitcase. Fantastic. Didn't need that page anyway. So I put all my clothes in her suitcase. My suitcase had the mixer and all the equipment in it.
And that's it.
Right, so we stop at the gas station. Huh?
Hey, Matt, you want episode 179?
Oh, please, thank you. I'll put that in my fucking binder. Good. So we pack up all of our shit, and we go to the gas station to get some rock stars. And David's like, hey, have you ever tried this little thing of rock star? It's like, I'm sorry. See my bald spot? I'm so hot in here. It's like a little concentrated shot of rock star. And I'm like, oh, that couldn't be too bad. And he's like, yeah, get it. It'll keep you awake for this 120-mile drive you're about to make. And I'm like, all right. So we get all that shit. We get a couple rock stars, some fucking munchies and shit, and we get in the car, and I crack that thing open, and usually I will smell things before I drink them, but I had a feeling, like, don't smell this, because then you'll not drink it. So I took the shot, and holy fuck. Disgusting. Awful. The worst shit I've ever tasted besides this liquor we're fucking drinking right now.
At least it's fucking you up.
But this got me fucked up. That shit just made my stomach hurt.
And you still did what on the way there?
I took a little nap. But it was fine because David was in the front seat steering while I was sleeping. And I had it on cruise control, so it was cool.
In my car.
Are we here?
Yes, we're here.
Did anything get wrecked?
But Then knock you right from the way back.
Shut yes, up. I will.
No, you asked for Jameson, I brought you Jameson, you're complaining?
No, I'm not complaining. I'm just making a comparison that I don't like the taste of alcohol, which is why I don't drink. And that was worse than the Jameson. But the Jameson at least gets me drunk, which I am a little bit right now, so pardon
me.
That's
probably why you're sweating your
brain. I know. Well, that and there's fucking 8 people in this room. If you guys see this fucking room, you can see this camera and the other camera is on me, but you'll see the pictures when we get home. It is so small.
The main camera is most of the room.
Yeah, that's our room.
It's the whole room. That's it.
That's it. So it's for how much we paid, I guess that's what things go for. Keith McNally was saying that this studio apartment, like $1,200 a month. And we paid $1,200 for a week in here, but, you know, we didn't sign a lease or anything, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, I hope not.
They have David's credit card.
Right. So you might want to watch that. They were foreigners. I'm not going to say which color, but they were foreign. And that's also awesome that we looked on the internet at the pictures of the room. And they don't show you pictures of these rooms. They show you the ones with the two beds in it. So we're like, oh, they're all like that. Oh, no, they are not. This has one bed and a couch. You can't fold out the couch because the coffee table's there.
Yeah.
You can't move the coffee table because then you can't get into the bathroom.
When we got
Fuck
here,
us.
Dana and I had to wait outside because they told them that there was only going to be 2 people staying here. Cause
not
it's,
seven.
It's right. A two-person room. So while we're waiting outside, Matt's like, hey, come up. We're here.
Right.
We're in this room. We go upstairs. Matt's in the hallway. He's like, wait till you see our room.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, we get into the room, and he's like, I'm going to go downstairs and smoke. You guys deal with it.
Good luck with that. So
yeah,
before that, we get to the airport, and we knew this before, but only because, if you guys hear noises, they're, what they do here, they don't actually pick trash up. What they do is the trash trucks go by and they take trash out and they put it on the side of the road.
That's where, what it looks like.
That's where all this trash comes from. So we get to the airport and we knew this beforehand. That was going to be $15 per bag. And that's fine. It didn't say that on their sites or anything, but my mom called and she's like, yeah, you guys are going to be paying some money.
Shazam says, but you can get 2-person room with 2 beds. Yeah, for another $15
for another,
tonight.
Right. For another, so silly. That'll be... For what?
Another $300.
Yeah, for an extra $300, it would be nice, but we don't have that kind of money.
We're already broke.
We're
right.
All close.
Well,
cool.
Yeah, we'll get to why we're already broke, of course. But so we get there, and the lady's like, I'm like, you got to be careful with this. This is, you know, expensive equipment. We have a radio show that has over 10,000 fans, so if you do break something, we're all going to be pissed, all 10,000 of us. And she's like, oh, okay, well... Here, can you sign this paper? And I'm like, well, what's this paper for? And she's like, well, this is so that when, if stuff breaks, we have no responsibility to it. So I look at her, I'm like, so you want us to pay you $15 and then sign a thing saying when you break our shit, we're fucked. And she's like, yeah, that sounds fucked,
really?
But yeah.
Okay, I'll just bend over now.
Yeah.
What were we going
to
bring?
We were at Walgreens, and we were going to buy some lube to bring with us, so when something like this happens, we just hand them
the
lube.
And bend over.
Totally, but we didn't have enough fucking money to, so
right.
Fuck us. Fuck us dry and raw. So after I told her that we had all these fans and shit, she's like, is there anything we can do for these people? And they're like, well... Does it really not fit in this? Because it has to fit in this little box to be able to bring it on the plane.
Right,
I'm like,
they have a little metal rack that you can try it on.
Yeah, and I'm like, it fits, but there's wheels, and the wheels are what didn't fit in the thing. So she's like, you know what? Just go ahead and bring it with you. So I guess that's fine. I'd rather carry it and have it in my possession.
And on the plane, there was like 6 other people with that same suit.
Bigger ones. And
totally wouldn't have fit.
And they didn't have equipment in it. They just had clothes, and they were just cheap. I would have gladly paid the money if you weren't like, sign here and not, you know, be able to get us to have to pay for your shit. Because that's fucked up.
That took everyone at the airport to come up and decide.
Yeah, they had they had a little powwow meeting, and they're like, they have 10,000 fans that'll be really mad and never fly Delta again. Fuck you, Delta. We're never, well, we have to, I guess.
One
we have no
time.
Choice.
One more time.
Uh-huh. So then we get to the airport. We get to Salt Lake City, and that was cool. There, it was a nice airport. We get all our shit.
Like, where's the cage? Where's the cage?
Yeah, we look for the smoke bathrooms and smoking cages every stop.
I lost you. I was like, oh shit, where'd he go?
Yeah, and then we get back on the plane, and while we're in Salt Lake City, if you go to jamhole.com/forums, you look on our pictures, or the jamhole.com/Twitter, you'll see the picture. We're in charge. Basically, we were sitting there, and we needed to charge all our phones. Nintendo DS's, iPods. So we have this stuff out, and this lady comes over, and she's got her two kids and her husband. She's like, do you guys have an extra plug-in? And we're like, yeah, we got
two surge protectors.
Yeah, totally, but we only had the one out there, and it was full. So we're like, yeah, we got one more of these. So we unplug it all, plug in the two surges.
She's like, oh my god, these are yours?
Yeah, awesome. You guys are so awesome. She's like, now, do you have another iPhone charger? And I'm like, yes,
I do.
We fucking pulled that out. And by the time it was all said and done, we had like, two Nintendos, four iPods and iPhones, fucking all this shit plugged in. It was great. And she was so happy, and her kids were so happy and shit that we did that.
She was making her kids thank
yeah,
us.
Cause,
so,
yeah, she's like, what do you say? She's like, do you guys want anything from Starbucks? I'm like, no. And she's like, well, let us thank you at least. So I'm like, okay. And she's like, thank you.
I'm
like,
surprised she wasn't
thank
bless.
You. Yeah, God bless. No, they weren't Mormons. They were coming from Big Sky.
No, they were actually pretty cool.
Yeah, she was nice, and she was taking care of her kids, and that's fine. If you're going to have kids, just take care of them. That's cool. So, we get to fucking New York. I almost said Florida. Where are we?
New York.
I'm drunk.
Exactly.
I'm drunk. All right, get a rope. So, we get here, and we're looking for, you know, how to get to our hotel room, because it's like 12 miles away. I'm like, all right, guys, do we want to walk 12 miles? And no one, everyone's like, no.
Through
a tunnel and shit. So we're like, all right, we gotta take the cab and shit. We're thinking, because I called up the hotel, of course, and I'm like, how much is a cab ride from the airport to here? He's like, oh, about $40. I'm like, oh, no problem. That's like $10 each.
Right.
We got this. So we get there, cab ride, $71,
plus,
of course.
You need
and
tip
then,
too.
And then they're like, how much should we give him for a tip? And I'm like, well, I don't know. He didn't know where the fuck he was going. He didn't know where
to
go.
You had to Google Map it the entire way.
Yeah, I was sitting in the front seat with the cell phone with Google Maps, like, airport, hotel. Like, telling him, but not telling him because he didn't speak English. So I was like, pointing where
that,
the fuck
that
we're
road.
Going.
You
yeah.
Turn left. That
this
road.
Way, SA, this way, and
over
it,
here.
His phone's ringing, and he's making drug deals or whatever, but we couldn't understand it, because
totally
it was in,
language.
What, did anyone catch what language it was?
No,
Jamaican?
I don't know. No, it sounded
he wasn't like, hey man, you got the bumper glad drugs,
dude,
boy,
no,
come
no,
on.
It sounded like Haitian almost.
Yeah, yeah. It was Haitian or something, I don't know. So
but you did go through a tunnel?
Yeah, we went through, and he went the different way that I thought he was going, because David's, like, in the back seat texting me, does this guy know where we're going? I'm like, he's not going where the map says to be going, so I don't know. And
he's
then
probably trying to fuck you guys.
Yeah, probably, but it's a set price, so.
By the way, I didn't tell you, but he looked so fucking aggravated the whole time we were in the car, because his hand was up by the oh shit handle, and he was doing shit like this, like
that's funny,
because
he was driving, weaving in between fucking traffic, doing like 70 on this little fucking highway.
He was like, I can't fucking do my drugs in here with these fucking people in here.
Can you do it with anybody in here?
I like fucking how when people drive in New York, they don't bother using signals or anything.
No.
They just fucking swirl.
Instead of signals, they use horns here.
Right.
So, and I didn't know that. Now, I mean, my car has a horn. I didn't know that's if your signals don't work, you just use the horn. So
right.
Now that I know
his
that.
His signals work. He just didn't use them, except in front of the cop shop.
Yeah.
Which I did.
So NDS is like, hey, how much did you guys tip him on a $71 ride? I'm like, $5.
Because
I had to tell him where to fucking go. If he would have sat in my seat, I could have drove us there, no problem, and been like, you owe me $20. Or that bag of weed you got, even. No problem. So then, you know, we fucking try to sleep for a while, and I don't sleep at all. Everyone else is sleeping. I'm on the internet trying to find a shit to do now, because, you know, we're here and shit. And I still haven't slept, except for on the way that I was driving.
It's got like an hour.
Yeah, so I'm looking up, and there's a meeting up at Nice Guy Eddie's. So I'm like, oh, that's the bar that Hemda and Keith are always talking about, and everyone's going to be there, Keith McNally and Newsy and the intern and everyone that's in town right now, because everyone, you know, is coming from far away, so a lot of people were there, so I look at it on Google Maps, and it's 2 miles. I'm like, we can walk that, right, guys?
Yeah,
right. So I wake them up, and I'm like, do you guys want to go to this? If not, I'm just going to go by myself. And Danny's like, I don't want you going by yourself. You'll fucking, you'll die. And I'm like, all right, well, get the fuck up then, because we're going soon. So we end up walking, and that's cool. And that's when we see, like, all this just trash on the streets. And the whole time, I'm just thinking to myself, like, how, like, New Yorkers are known for their pride in their city.
Right,
like,
right.
This is the greatest fucking city ever. Here's the fuck, yeah.
NY all over
yeah,
the
Yank.
I love NY.
What you should have done is, like, okay, give me one reason why this is the greatest
Tell
place.
Me why.
Because you
just
can
one.
Throw trash right out your window onto the street.
Right, and right. It smells like shit wherever you go. Cool.
Right, but you can do it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's cool.
That's right.
But yeah, it blows my mind that people are so prideful of this place, and this place is a shithole.
Uh-huh.
I don't see why people take vacations here. I'm surprised people from New York don't go to, like, Montana, where it's beautiful and clean.
Actually, they do.
Do
if
they?
Haven't known.
During the summer.
Summertime.
It's been a long time since we've had summer up
right.
there, my
yeah.
friend.
yeah,
I haven't seen the sun.
Half.
Yeah, it's... It's crazy. And yeah, if the podcast of this sounds bad, it's because we're using the lapel mics and shit.
And
so
sharing.
It was either that or no shows for the time we were here. So if you don't like it, don't fucking listen. I don't give a shit.
Go fuck yourself.
So
wait,
we walk.
No, hold on. Shazam says, and one of the things New Yorkers love their city is because you pussies can't handle it. It's not that we can't handle
no,
it.
No,
it's
no
just,
big deal.
I don't want to handle
it.
Why?
Sucks.
Why would I?
Hey. Some of us can handle it.
I can handle it.
Some of us are from actual cities.
Is Chi-Town,
and can properly handle ourselves.
But is
Thank
Chi- is Chi-Town this disgusting?
We have alleyways where we can fucking put our trash in.
This place
right.
doesn't.
No,
so your alleyways look like they're
no,
streets.
But what you guys...
I did not traverse the alleyways.
Oh,
disgusting.
Okay. I see. That makes sense.
The thing is... It's,
would you crawl around in dumpsters?
No,
if
no.
I was looking
really
for food,
poor.
Maybe.
The thing is most other big cities are actually
yes,
coordinated
yes.
enough.
Well, no, the thing is, big cities have these things called, now, stay with me here.
Right, I'm with you.
Trash cans?
Right.
Okay, whoa, I just blew some minds
whoa.
Out there. Are you cool?
This. I don't know.
Are you
know.
Okay?
I'm not sure.
So, let me explain, if you guys don't know what a trash can is. Basically, it's this large... Either metal, I've seen them in plastic, I've seen them...
With wheels.
Right. I've seen them in black, I've seen them in green.
Right, so, and what
blue
they
ones.
Are...
blue
Those
ones.
Those are for boxes only.
Right.
And what, so what they are... Oh my god. It's a big box you put your trash in.
And
now, I can say some of you New York City people are like, we have a big box to put our trash... In it's called Tribeca. Well, this is okay. That's funny because that's where we're at.
Right. No, it's called the garbage truck.
But seriously, thank you. Seriously, like I would not
Good
even
job,
if man. I could afford $1,200 for a room smaller than this. Which that sounds so much fun. I would love to work my fucking ass off just to live in a box. Like I would go to jail. I would go shank some fool. And be like, let's go home. Instead
right.
of, like, really? What
yeah.
are you doing?
Well,
but
no, seriously, I've Motel 6'd it all the way from Montana to Florida.
And they're way nicer
every
than
time
this.
Are way nicer, bigger,
cheaper.
Better beds.
And way
like
cheaper.
$30 a night, that's it.
So, like, I don't understand why, I mean, Montana's getting full and stuff,
and your
but...
And knees don't touch the door when you're taking a shit, either.
Yeah, and I can actually, I can fuck my girlfriend in the bathroom without her head banging out of the fucking door. This is
Those
so...
Take a shit outside on the sidewalk.
I know, they
well,
got
we
fucking...
We should twit-pick that bathroom, because we did have sex in there amazingly.
Yes, amazingly, for about 3 minutes.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, for you, maybe.
Fuck yeah. Sorry,
it's
we...
It's great for him.
Sorry you take so long. We couldn't finish up because there's fucking three other people in here. I would have. You almost tried to get me to.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't see how you want to, like, live in this. I mean, I know there's parts of New York that are country and more open where they don't just throw their trash
right.
out into the street. I'm sure not all of the cities like this, but maybe it is. We'll find out.
Times Square isn't like that, but that's because that's like the best part of New York.
Like, we're saving this. People who go and visit actually visit.
Yeah. Really?
Nobody like, we're saving this. This is going to be nice.
Bums live in Times Square.
Yeah.
Nobody lives in Tribeca either.
Well, no. Bums. All right, like, that's a good point. So we walk to Nice Guy Eddie's and we go through parts and it's all like this, and then we get to one block and it's all these guys selling the Rolexes and shit, and it's like, you remember American Gladiators, the first season, where they had that course you had to get through and people were throwing medicine balls at you? It was kind of, you're looking at me dumb. No,
you never seen
that. I'm not talking to you then. It's like that, but with black guys with watches and jewelry and shit, like knockoff bags. But they don't just ask you. They, like, walk up and I can move around now. They're like, whoa, Bill. They're like, me a Rolex? Rolex, guys?
Wait, what?
Rolex? You guys want a Rolex? Rolex? Anybody need a watch? Okay, Rolex.
Was it the type of thing where they just open the coat and they're like,
no, they I didn't even see them. Fuck me if I would have been like, yeah, they would have been like, fucking get it, Rolex. Like, they probably
punch you in the face and took your
watch. I know. Like, I don't know if anybody does that, but if I don't know much about business, granted, I've been kicked out of a couple schools, but I don't want to sell my watches where, like, 10 other dudes are selling their watches.
Right.
I'm going to take the block up the street where there's nobody. But
it was all condensed on this one block.
Which was nice for us, but if you're trying to make money, why are you right next to, like, five guys selling
before them?
Right, but there's five guys selling the same thing.
Well, what it is they're all standing right there, so when you say yes, that's why you see nothing. They all just surround you.
Mob you?
Mob you. That way no one can see it. They
have
enough people around you.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess because they're probably planning on not selling anything. Just just a way to steal
something. It's called Mugger Central. It's cool. No big deal. So, yeah, we got to Nice Guy Eddie's, and we sit down, and we see a bunch of, there's a whole bar, and first of all...
Explain how they got in.
Right, no one failed to tell us that it's a bar. I mean, we knew it was a bar from the show, but
not
that...
everybody that you asked said, oh, they never card, they
right.
never card.
We walk in, and there's a dude, IDs, and I'm like, fuck, here we go, got my ID, Dana is like, here's my ID, and then I'm like, these guys left their ID in the hotel room. He's like, I can't let you in. I'm like, dude, we came from Montana to eat at this shithole. You let us in, please. And he's like, all right. I'm like, we're not going to fucking drink. We're just here to eat some fucking food, and we're hanging out with all those people there that are drinking your $10 shots and $6
right,
beers. And
right.
He's like, okay. And he looked at the waitress, and he's like, these two, they can't drink. And so they let us in, which we walked the whole way there and back, which was 4 miles, you know, two there, two back. So that we were hungry by the time we got there.
Hungry
and if we... I like, you guys are my bros, you're my co-host,
right.
You're my boss, like, later guys, I'm sorry, I'm eating here, go find a fucking Subway, if it would've came down to it, but they let us in, and it was fine. So, we're looking at the menu, and it looks alright, you know, $7-$8 for a cheeseburger, and generally, now I don't know if this is New York time, or talk, or whatever, but when I pay $7 for a cheeseburger, it's a fucking cheeseburger. It's big and shit, man. So I'm like, bacon cheeseburger. Braden doesn't know what the fuck he wants, so he orders what I get as usual. And then he gets nothing. David eats absolutely nothing at all. And Dana gets fucking...
I can't call me Dana.
Your name's
like
Dana from now on, so...
I don't like it.
I don't give a shit. Get the fuck out of here.
Get out of here. Damn it. Jesus.
Be nice. Jesus.
Well, take it out then.
I can't pull it out.
This is the best show
bitch
ever.
Fight? God damn it.
Oh my god.
Come here.
Matt, you're gonna knock me over.
Hi.
Hi.
Ow.
What'd you eat?
I was good if I was closer.
What'd you eat?
Oh my god.
Is that bleeding now?
No. What'd you eat? What? What the fuck do you want? You got our ice?
No.
What do you want?
No problem, because the customer is complaining about too much noise in this room.
Too much noise?
Yes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I listen to the noise.
Oh, yeah, we're doing a show here. That's why we got this room.
Have to be quiet. Please.
Have to be quiet?
Yes.
for $1,300, we can't talk in here?
Yeah, yeah, but don't pay $113 and all along. You have to be quiet. You can talk on the phone and...
I don't understand.
You understand?
English?
No, yes.
Do you guys understand?
It's for you, Italian or what?
We're customers.
English. So we can't talk in our room for
$1,300?
I know.
Okay, so we talk quieter? Is that what you're saying? Talk quieter. Okay. Well, this is a show. That's what we're doing here. All right, thank you.
Fuck my life.
Fucking douche.
Douche.
My God.
So thanks, neighbors, you fucking prick.
This is why I told MDS I was worried about you guys.
We're trying to do a show here.
Shit. Y'all are going to end up getting kicked out of the hotel. The
I'm done caring. I hate New York. I hate everybody here.
I hate New York.
I hate our fucking neighbors.
You guys didn't expect it to be this expensive.
Well, we didn't expect that at all. We didn't expect us to pay $1,300 for a hotel room we couldn't fucking talk in without our neighbors. Build thicker walls.
Hey.
Sorry. So what were we talking about?
I don't know.
Oh my God. We almost just got kicked out.
Yeah, I need another one of these.
Everything just needs to be copacetic. We just all need to play nice.
I didn't understand what he was saying.
Okay, Matt.
Okay.
No habla English?
No habla English?
No habla.
See, Shaz backs me up.
No, I closed the door so I wouldn't be a part of that.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm done. I'm done with
thanks
that shit.
For being
I have a fucking headache to nail. Okay, so.
I guess I'll take it. And I'll chase it with this.
Oh. Brings me the man.
Is there a cup for
get
me
some,
somewhere?
Buddy. Holy shit.
I don't care.
No, nothing like Jamie and a rum and coke to chase it with.
I don't care anymore. Seriously, if he comes back, I'll punch him in the face. And then I'm going to knock on the neighbor's door and I'm going to punch him in the face.
He's got his debit card number.
I can cancel
it. Cancel it. What are they going to do? What are you gonna do? I'm done caring.
Oh
fuck
my
this
God.
Place.
Shazam says he was easy to understand. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. That was the joke.
Right.
It was the point that what's not easy to understand is that we paid $1,300 for this box.
Right.
No,
when the pictures
but,
on the internet were of the nice
straight,
big ones with two beds.
Space is at a premium in New York.
No, they didn't say that, though. They didn't say
no,
that the rooms were all with two beds in them.
But it's kind of understood that, like, you were going to be in a shitty small room.
No, we thought we were going to be in the two-bedroom room.
Yeah.
Well,
because that's
kind
all
of understood.
The pictures there were. There wasn't pictures of this shit. At all, like anywhere, it was this room. We thought all of the rooms were like the two bedroom or the ones with two beds in them. That's why
right.
we're like, that's plenty of room.
We had no idea what was even in
there. Yeah,
room.
And then we get here and we're
oh,
like, where's the other
that makes
bed?
More sense now.
Where's
yeah.
the rest of the room?
Like
at?
Down in the lobby, they show a picture of a room with two like double sized beds.
Yeah, that's what all the rooms we thought looked like,
right.
but apparently they do
especially
not.
When
so
it
fuck
has
up.
A nice thing on there and it says, spacious room.
Right.
Yeah, if you're a fucking midget. Fuck.
If there's half a person in here.
Yeah, so we got there, we ordered the fucking food, we got our bill, $51 for three cheeseburgers.
Fuck
and the
up.
Cheeseburgers were so small.
We could have got a bigger burger at Wendy's for 99 cents.
Exactly. So fuck us there. And as soon as that happened, we got our bill. We were so fucking done with this place. Like, that was the end of it. So we're walking by. We're, like, cutting off cabs and shit, and we're just fucking pissed.
Don't give
like,
a fuck.
Just talking shit.
When it's
people, like, people around here like to walk really close to you and shit, and
so we're
just
talking
like.
Louder on
yeah, like,
saying,
man, everyone here is an asshole.
I know, this place is disgusting.
Fuck
stinks.
This place. It stinks. The people are dipshits
fucking
and fucking. Yeah, so. That was fun, and I don't know what the fuck we're gonna do the rest of the week.
You know what's awesome?
I don't even know if we're gonna fucking stay here now.
No,
neighbors are awesome when they call and bitch instead of knocking on the door and being like, hey, could you just keep it down a little? We're trying to sleep because we're old.
Well, my brother, he stayed here the first time he came to New York City and he was telling me about how thin the walls were here. So I was like, I know when we do the show, at least once,
really?
We're going to be told to shut the
you
fuck up.
You think you could have, is that our phone?
Yeah. Go ahead and answer that.
You want to answer that? I'll answer it.
Oh my God.
I got the mic.
Oh.
Yellow. Excuse me? Front desk. Yeah, ice. From our room next door. No, no music. We're talking. Can we not talk in our room that you charge us?
This is hilarious, guys. You all should have been here. Oh, my God.
No. If you guys did not spend the few
hundred dollars
for a ticket, $1,300
for his room?
Trust me.
Oh, wow. Oh, after 10 o'clock. Oh,
hey,
I
the
see.
Laptop says 9:30.
Really?
Montana.
It's
children, 9:30. We're not in Montana anymore. We have to click our friend's shoes
zone.
And get back.
So what do we do? Just not so loud.
Yeah. We have to use our inside voices now.
We'll try and do that. Inside voices.
That's not going to work.
Yeah, the guy next door. All right. Well, we'll talk to him and see if we can work something out.
We are
all
not
right, thank you.
Stop talking to him.
Well, we'll find out both of them.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it'll pick up on the mic.
Can I apologize to our neighbors?
Okay, be nice.
Seriously, be nice.
Don't
apologize.
Go apologize, but be nice.
Right
now. I'm not going to apologize.
Please.
If I say something to him, it's
going to
be very rude. It's going to be rude.
Well, here you go. You can have mine.
Go apologize,
right? I don't give a fuck.
I can't do this show if I can't talk.
We
just need to be quiet.
Can you guys sign? Here's my sign.
No. No, I will be our volume monitor. I'm gonna just try and make sure that we keep quiet, okay?
Build better hotels.
Thicker
right.
Walls.
If they wouldn't have built this fucking thing 130 years ago,
yeah, that's for sure.
Shh.
Yeah. Just bring it down, Nash.
That's for sure.
Everything will be okay. We just everything just needs to be.
Kaboom.
We really just don't want you guys to get kicked out on the first night you stay in.
I honestly don't care.
Second night. Whatever.
I don't care.
I'm sorry. I'm
will we get our money back?
Night.
Will we?
Matt, I think so.
The next door.
The neighbors are having gay sex, and that offends my religion. Can we make it a religious
and
thing?
And we'll hear it on our show.
26 says the feel as a volume monitor. You guys are.
Matt,
huh?
Want to talk to neighbors?
No, they're probably old.
Chaz, we aren't going to be that quiet for public libraries, and none of us have a New York public library card. You have to at least be in state.
Right.
I'm like, so we can't talk in our room. We paid $1,300 for it.
Us playing mean is us sitting here beating on the desk, doing this all night.
Until the cops come.
Just bang it.
Hello.
Do you think New York cops want to play a game?
Go on to the internet and see if you can find us a cheaper hotel close, because we're going to have to walk there with all of our luggage.
This was like the whole reason we came here. Otherwise, we
don't have anything to carry.
We could have just came here Tuesday night.
Well,
the thing, right across the street?
We might have to sell all of our
stuff. Oh, you can be next to the naked lady.
Yeah.
Hey! Yeah. Run into her at the
how
lobby, that'll be
for
awesome.
For everyone who doesn't know who Naked Lady is, it's these people who are dumb enough in a room right across from us.
With sheer windows.
26,
sheer
shut
windows,
the fuck up.
Just to walk around naked.
Shazam says, tell them you're from Montana. They'll feel sorry for you.
Is that it? Because I feel sorry for
I
feel sorry for everyone that lives in this fucking shithole.
Oh,
it stinks like trash. It looks like trash.
I told you this.
There's bums and shit walking around everywhere. All our bums. Our bums stay at sight.
You aren't even a city person either. I'm sorry. I just accidentally
hit you in
the face.
Except for the big.
I didn't mean
to.
The big lady and the lady with the show.
Right. She's
they
crazy.
26. We can't stay in the same hotel. We get kicked out because we're trying to do a fucking show here.
Right. We're trying to do an internet radio show here.
Do you mind?
Right.
They're probably not tourists. They're probably business people, and they probably want to sleep.
Well, then they should not. They should have got their boss to pay for a better fucking hotel room than this shithole.
Seriously.
So what are we going to do?
I don't know.
This is also true, Chaz.
I don't know.
We're going to have. What's our time here?
I don't know.
36 minutes.
I guess we got a 36-minute show.
All right.
Well, what do you guys want to do?
Being
I can't do fuck my life quietly.
We'll get too loud.
I can't do confessions
we'll
quietly.
Get too loud.
I can't read news quietly.
We'll get too loud.
There has to be like a 20. No, listen. There has to be like a 24-hour cafe or something that has internet somewhere where we can be free. We buy a coffee.
I'll do it. How long is Starbucks open?
Starbucks?
Can we do a show at your mom's house?
But I don't know if that one's 24 hours.
It's 45 minutes on the train from Grand Central.
Can we bring, how far is this Grand Central?
$13 round trip train ticket.
Okay, well, let's turn this off so we're not telling everybody where your mom lives.
Right.
All
right,
well, guys, thanks for listening to this bullshit.
Penis.
The chat is penis.
All right. Well, that's good because it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1.
Right. There's more penises and vaginas.
Okay.
But there's enough holes for
yes,
all of our
all
penises.
You want is
vagina. We will need a vagina.
It counts as both.
Right. We'll need a vagina to put all this penis in when we travel.
If we count the assholes and mouths, there's enough.
And did you count any penis?
Absolutely.
I think we did. I think Matt got everyone.
Yeah.
Got it. Well, if we find a place to do a show where we can talk and actually do a show, we'll do one. If not, fuck us.
So are we counting this as 180 or no?
What?
Are we counting this as 180?
We count this as 179.25.
Yeah.
Fuck. TheJamel.com. TheJamel.com/donate. Give us money so we don't have to stay in these divey fucking hotels anymore.
Right.
Look at the Cosmopolitan and call and tell them what
Chaz,
a piece of shit
I'm
they
basically
are.
You
absolutely.
Here in person.
All right.
Don't worry.
Well,
I will fix everything.
We love you guys.
I miss you, Chaz.
Holla.
Later.
Bye.
Okay, guys, and we're back. When you last saw us, perhaps, you were with us on thejamhole.com/live video and getting an awful lag because the fucking hotel we're staying in has shit for fucking bandwidth. And
right.
A lot of fucking people staying here, and it's just awful, awful. And then you may notice, if you listen to the first half of this show, we had MDS and Viola Chick in the hotel with us. We had Mr. Jameson and some rum in the hotel with us, and we got a knock on the door, and that was the SA fucking front desk guy telling us to shut the fuck up because the neighbors next door were complaining.
And then we got a phone call.
And then we got a phone call after that. We tried to do the show a little quieter, and then we got the phone call, and that didn't fucking work out, so we decided, fuck it. We'll do it in the daytime because it was late, and that's fine, whatever.
Apparently, we're not allowed to do it past 10 o'clock.
Right.
So.
Right. Little child curfew law here.
Yeah.
I guess I understand. If you were a business guy and you came here and you paid fucking, or your business paid $1,300 and you're trying to sleep because, you know, you got to go suck some corporate cock the next morning, you probably don't want to be up all night listening to us talk about how shitty this fucking town is.
Right.
Right.
And how thin the walls are.
Right, yeah. And again, we've said this so many times. Build better shit.
Wait, how old is this again?
Over 100 years old. This is the oldest fucking hotel still operating in the Tribeca area.
You know what? Just fucking demolish it.
They say that like it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Oh, we're so...
Knock the fucker down.
Build a new one.
Quit being so goddamn proud of all of your bullshit.
It's old. Knock it all down. Build the walls with insulation and fucking sound-deadening foam in it.
Right.
We wouldn't have this fucking problem. Everywhere we fucking go, it's the same old fucking bullshit. Everywhere I go, I see the same fucking hose. So, we had to cut it short. We didn't get to Fuck My Life. We didn't get to confessions. We didn't even get to news stories. We barely told you about how the trip went. So, this is the next day. This is Wednesday, the day of the stand-up show. That's going to be tonight.
Happy birthday, Keith.
Happy birthday, Keith Malley. So, right now, we have me, Matt. We have...
Myself, Brayden.
Danny.
And David.
All right. So we're all here. Where we left off, basically, we were just telling you guys we went and ate at the saloon across the street. It was awesome. We had good food, spent a bunch of money. That's fine. Then we came up here, started getting a little drunk, and then the whole shit just fell, crumbled around our very eyes.
We tend to seem to do that everywhere we go.
Right.
I'm pretty sure one of your songs... taken off and landed into rubble. What song is
that? Yeah, I don't
know. You even talk
that's
about
how
that.
We do it.
And that's old, and it's still
true.
I don't
behave myself. Oh, God.
Wow.
What a fucking
Wait, taken off in planes and landing into rubble. That's the lyric.
I don't behave, I be myself, and that gets me into trouble. Taking off in planes and landing into rubble. That's how it goes.
America.
Home of the motherfucking man.
In actuality, you're just a fan sitting up in the stands.
That's right. All right. So,
I can't believe I have that whole song memorized.
Wow, dude.
I wrote that. Fantastic.
Great song.
So we are still in this shithole fucking New York Cosmopolitan Hotel. Right. I don't know if we're going to move or stay. We're only here for 4 more days. Went and got our subway tickets. How'd you guys make out after I fell asleep? I had a headache, so I fucking crashed out.
We had some fun.
We kept drinking.
And
yeah, what'd you guys do? Mm. I was passed out, so I don't know. You guys
we
seemed
drank.
Like you were up late.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
Up till like, I don't know.
Four, five, something. I don't remember.
Because I woke up at around 6:20, and I had a fucking headache still, my stomach hurt, and I had to piss, so I like stumbled over here, and like, I think I pissed in the toilet. I don't know. I haven't been in there since.
Wait,
so.
I had a wet spot on the blanket when I woke up.
Maybe I did not. And then I sat on our fucking window thing and smoked a cigarette. That almost made me throw up, and then I went back to sleep for a while. Then I woke up, and you guys were all sleeping and shit, so then, and then you woke up.
Yeah.
So what'd you guys do? Drank, and, what'd you guys do?
Nothing, really.
Well,
Brayden was in the bathroom for a really long time.
I know, I took
really?
The
so
biggest
okay?
shit in the world.
Yeah?
Well, he had the laptop with him.
Right,
so
well,
like
I was
he was
bored.
Choking a mule.
Yeah, I twittered that.
Well, I like to jerk it when I shit. It just kind of makes the shit feel that
How
much
can
better.
How you jerk it when you shit?
Practice, my friend.
I can't even pee with a hard on, let alone jerk
well,
it.
Well, peeing is different, but shitting, you can shit with a hard on. You can't piss with it. What
Should we complain and say the neighbors are
yeah,
being
we're
like,
trying to do a show.
Hold on, let me
That's
call
fine.
Them fuckers.
So... Well, let's just get into some Fuck My Life, because we got to get this show edited. I didn't want to just throw the whole thing out, because we had MDS and Viola Chick on,
right.
And we're not doing it live or anything right now, because this fucking hotel's internet is as big a piece of shit as our fucking neighbors were. So,
the first Fuck My Life. We are still in the Cosmopolitan Tribeca Hotel
in New York City.
Fuck our lives.
Today, I went for a jog. I'd stopped at an intersection to let a car go by. The car stopped, and the driver waved me on. So I started jogging again. After a few steps, I feel a sharp pain in my side, then wake up in the hospital. The driver accidentally hit the gas. Fuck my life.
Wow.
What a fucking retard. Wow.
Crazy.
Have you ever done that, though? Like, you'll be driving and shit, and you'll be at a stoplight, and there's a car trying to go, but they're trying to go the opposite way. So you, like, wave them on without looking
right.
at the traffic there, and they go and almost get hit by a car.
Like, you should have been looking, retard.
Yeah, like, I was trying to get you hit. I'm just waving.
Don't trust me. I'm an asshole.
Today I told my mom I am bulimic and have been for a few years, and that I need help. She responded by saying, "Well, that's clearly not working for you. Why don't you try anorexia?" She then patted me on my head, smiled, and walked away. Fuck my God.
Why are you still fat then, honey?
And honey, if that doesn't work, we'll just go ahead and get your fucking stomach
stapled.
Right.
Shit.
Right.
Fuck.
If your stomach's not that empty, then, you know, you won't eat as much. Today I was writing an exam when the student sitting behind me finished and left, kicking his water bottle under my chair. Got a little teacher fuck my life here.
Yes.
I paid no mind to it. Later I receive a call from the school that I have been suspended. Apparently, that water bottle had cheat notes written all inside of the label.
Really?
Fuck my life.
That's
wow.
awesome.
Damn, dude, you should... And you just saw it, and you're like, just a water bottle.
Whatever.
That had the answers, man.
It's like, I should have kept that.
You think the student did that on purpose and
just
was like,
fucking,
boop, there
That's
it is.
That's not mine? Okay.
Today, after 2 weeks of living on plain pasta, I finally got my paycheck and was excited that I'd get real food. And
I could finally afford marinara sauce for
Yay.
The pasta.
Yay!
I'd ride the subway instead of exhausting my malnourished body with the 2-hour walk to work. Jesus.
Where do you live, in New York?
Probably. My surname was misspelled on the check. The bank is holding it for 10 days.
Fuck my life. That sucks.
That's why I fucking hate banks, man. They always... They...
Poof.
Anytime... Yeah, poof. Oh, and it's gone. We'll just
transfer some money from your savings account into this account, and it's
poof,
gone.
It's gone.
Poof.
That's how it goes, man. And we'll have to try and get our torrent box up here so we can download South Park at least.
Oh, yeah, that's tonight.
After the stand-up show.
For sure.
See, Viola was saying she had it on good authority that everyone will be able to get into the after show. So,
maybe.
I don't know, if you guys want to try it, it's not that far. So, I mean, we can follow everybody there, and if we can't, then we'll just head back. And
for some reason, Viola's really good at pretending to be 21.
Who was really good at hooking it up at the fucking place?
That was so funny.
They all like, so what are you having to drink? And MDS orders a vanilla vodka, and looks at her, and what'd you get?
No, Viola went to order something
right,
first.
Right, but first, because we were all 21, so she let MDS order, and then you ordered something.
No, you
a
went.
Rum and Coke, right?
Yeah.
And then Viola, she's like,
Viola
I'll have...
tried before her.
Yeah.
Because then you were like, she was like, you messed up.
Yeah, she was like, can I get a rum and Coke? And she's like, can I see your ID? And she's like, oh, I left it back at the hotel or whatever. And then she looks at me.
Right, and then I was like, she's 19.
And I'm like, do you
want to
see my ID? Ha ha. She's like, no, you look old enough. And I was like, oh, God.
And then she goes back to Viola.
And then she asks what you want. And I'm like, wait, before he orders, is he old enough or not? And she's like,
No.
And I'm like, he's older than I am. And then she ended up, like, letting all of us fucking drink.
Yeah,
that
like,
so funny.
Right after she denied Viola and took your drink order, and then your drink order, you got a rum and Coke for her.
And then she came back and was like, okay, what do you want?
Okay, you wanted a rum and Coke, right? And she's like, yeah.
And she totally hooked it up. That was great.
And then I just drank the one you ordered.
Right, because I ordered it for her. Yeah, I didn't want it.
It was so funny, though.
Today I was at the aquarium with my boyfriend. I ran to my favorite section, the petting section, and started petting a sea slug.
What?
My boyfriend eventually came up next to me, and I jokingly told him, this feels a lot like your cock. When I turned to him, it was a random 10-year-old boy.
Fuck off. Oh, God. This feels like your cock.
Ew, oh, man.
That's
so awesome. Oh, God.
Today I saw a commercial for some sort of meaty beef dish. The camera... Oh, if you guys can hear that lovely background noise, it's either the window open or the fan on, and the fan is way too loud. But you get the nice New York ambience.
Right, you get the atmosphere of the traffic construction and horns.
What a fucking shithole. I can't reiterate to you guys enough that this city is a shithole.
The only way...
You could not pay me to live here. If Keith and Hamda was like, hey, we want to pay you to come do your show here with us, I'd be like, you pay me and I'll do it from Montana where it's beautiful and awesome.
Only if we can live in Warwick, New York.
Warwick, yes. I will live in Warwick, New York, where the most amazing golf course is that no taxi cabs will even go to.
Right, so you have to rent a car and drive for 2 hours.
TheJamHole.com/donate. If you guys wants to make a video of us golfing, we're going to need enough money to get a rental car so we can drive out there. And we'll totally do it if you guys give us the money, because right now we barely have enough to eat. So thanks for that.
Awesome.
Meaty beef dish. The camera zoomed in on the dish and my mouth watered because it looked so delicious. Then
and I'm malnourished.
Then flash the next scene. Golden retrievers running through a field and eating from their bowl. My mouth just watered for a dog food commercial.
Oh, awesome.
That's so great.
You must be fat.
Yes.
Right.
Alpo much? Today, my aunt informed me that she thinks I'm faking the debilitating disease I've had for the past 13 years.
Whoa.
Best faker ever.
Apparently, she thinks I just don't want to go to college or get a job, and that I like living on disability. Well, I mean, honestly.
Well, yeah, I mean, what's wrong with...
Right.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I mean, once you... Maybe he's never had a job, so he doesn't know, but once you got a job, you'd just
be
like...
It's not all it's cracked up to be.
No, you're like, you know what? I'll just take the disability money by itself.
And honestly, if it was up to me, I'll take a disease and deal with it.
Seriously.
As long as it's a disease that comes with some drugs that I'll just forget about having the disease in the
first
place, I'm good to go. I'm going, fuck. She also added that my entire extended family agrees with her. Fuck my life.
Really?
I knew that lady that had MS before she died, like...
her whole family and her son thought she was totally faking it. And
wow.
Shit. Just to get, like, they thought she was scamming the government.
Yeah, just to get that paycheck.
Before that happened, she had been known to do scams like that
right.
before, but not, you know, and then she actually got the disease, which is, I guess, a little karma for you.
Yeah, like, but she's still got the money from it. So.
Right, and from selling all her fucking pills.
Oh, I'm sure.
Fucking fantastic. Today I was woken up to my mom playing the piano, awfully. I screamed down the stairs, "You suck! Stop playing!" Turns out it was my 5-year-old cousin playing a recital. For my entire family.
Oh, God.
And now everyone thinks I'm an asshole.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
Cool.
Oh, a few more here. Today, my friend drove me, to catch the 8 p.m. train. Running late, we screeched into the parking lot at 7:57, stopped the car in a no-stop zone. I said goodbye to my friend, sprinted to my train, and barely made it. Then, with the train in motion. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I noticed my friend's car keys in my hand. Fuck him!
Oh!
I did that on purpose.
That's awesome.
Like, you know what? Oh, well.
A prick.
Oops. Today I had a playing test in orchestra, which I practiced over 30 hours for. After I played my part, which I thought I did very well, my teacher asked how much I practiced. Trying to show off, I said, "Oh, just 30 minutes. My teacher says, "It shows. That was terrible."
She oh, was my God.
Serious. She was Aww. So serious. Fuck my life.
Oh,
you should have actually been honest. Oh, no, because she would have felt even worse for
right.
you.
Right. Man, I've been practicing for like a week.
It's like,
oh,
really? You should just give up.
That sounds awful. She wouldn't have said it in that bitch-ass tone, though.
Yeah.
Today, an old woman told me she had lived in almost every European country as a child. I said she was lucky that her parents wanted to give her such great cultural experiences.
Oh, God.
She then told me that they were fleeing from the Nazis because of the Holocaust. Fuck my life.
Cool.
Well, hey, at least you got to see all of Europe.
Yeah, that's true, right? And hey, at least you weren't cooped up in a fucking attic writing a stupid fucking diary
right?
for like,
right.
your whole childhood.
Could be worse, bitch.
Right. No, that was my sister.
Oh.
Lisa. Frank.
What? Right.
Do any of you get that?
Yeah,
Lisa,
I get
Frank,
that.
The
yeah,
stationer.
I get it.
Right.
Thank you. Today, I performed in my school play. Right before my big solo, I noticed a few girls changing backstage, and I became...
erect.
Aroused. The play was Jesus Christ Superstar, and I was playing...
Jesus
Christ, Superstar.
Oh,
Jesus fucking Christ.
Fucking A. Oh, all I was wearing was a little cloth, so the whole audience saw Jesus get hard during the crucifixion. Fuck my life.
That's so great.
Yay.
How many times do you think that's happened?
Just hanging out there, dick just hanging out.
Fucking
shit.
Boom.
It's like, no, on the third day he rose. Not now. You have to die first.
Right.
Dumb shit.
Jesus.
All right, last one here. Today I was telling my sister about how I am horribly depressed and how I can't function, and she responded with...
go kill yourself.
Oh, shit, I gotta go. Jeopardy's on. Fuck my life.
Fuck.
Oh, man.
Right.
All
right.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
How many days has it been since your last confession, my son?
Well, did we do confessions on Sunday when we left?
I don't know.
4 days. Let's just say 4 days.
Four-ish.
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Father, I really want to move to New York City and get out of this godforsaken suburb in Northern California. I... fuck you!
Fuck it, prick! Hey!
Sorry. I believe that New York is where all my dreams will come true. You have any
really?
Advice for this guy?
Don't go here.
Are you fucking retarded?
Have you ever been here?
Right. I suggest you come visit for a week. It'll change
yeah,
your mind.
Come visit
very
for
quickly.
A week. For a week.
For a week.
But only bring $500 and
right.
don't book your hotel.
No.
Yeah.
See how much
and believe
off.
All of the pictures.
Yeah, believe
yes.
everything you see on the internet about it, unless
right.
you get it from thejamhole.com.
And trust everyone you see on the street.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially.
So,
I don't under, like, Northern California is, like, the nice part of California. Yeah. That's where, like, Lake Arrowhead and Big Bear
right.
and all that shit
it's
is.
It's not
like,
all polluted
why
and
would
nasty.
You, Father, I can't wait to pay $2,000 a month for a box studio apartment.
Right.
That's what we were talking about yesterday. I don't know if it got cut off because someone's mic was freaking out a little bit, but we were talking about how we don't understand why more people here just don't get put in jail.
Yeah.
Because jail cells are bigger than this fucking hotel room.
And much cheaper.
Right. And granted, you can't come and go, but, I mean, when you leave, you spend money, so what
right.
the fuck? You might as well just stay in jail.
You probably won't have any money to spend anyway, so...
I know. It's not like,
like
it matters.
Yeah.
Fucking $51 cheeseburger
fucking, yeah,
surprise.
That was ridiculous.
Fuck.
You could probably get just as good of a burger in jail for free.
I know. Yeah, probably. When is burger night?
Thursday.
Well, Father, when he asked me to go to his, I knew he just wanted sex. Mm. So I said, let's do it to it, baby.
Do it to
no.
it.
I said, no.
What?
I'm not a whore.
Yes, you are.
Well, I said no.
Hey.
But I was seriously contemplating going around. Just so I could tell her. Ooh. When he asked me to go to his.
Just so I could tell her.
Just so I could tell her.
How
I
many...
thought,
how
I
many people are you having sex with?
A few. Don't worry about
okay.
it. I thought that's the next confession.
Right.
I thought maybe I could make her jealous and secretly drive her crazy. I'm glad I didn't. I don't know how I'd be able to tell anyone that my first time, excuse my face, was with a user and a complete arse.
Wow.
And that I knew what he was like before I spelt it with him. You want to spell with me?
Spell it out for me.
Jam hole. Go.
T-H-E-J-A-M-H-O-L-E.
Jam hole.
Got
jam
it.
Hole.
Go jam hole.
Woo!
Every time I hit the bell, the disk drive
really?
Ejects.
One more time. Huh.
Not that time. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Not that time either.
That's actually the computer that's recording, so we probably
yeah,
let's
not
shouldn't
fuck with,
fuck
that.
With it. I never told anyone this, Father.
Well,
are you ready?
You can tell me, my son.
I'm about to. When I was really little, I was going to this couple who had two little girls. One was my age, and the other was probably a year or so older.
Go for the year older one.
No big deal.
More experience.
I don't remember how it happened.
Oh.
But I remember being really tender, and later we went to the hospital and found out it was broken.
That would be her hymen, I'm guessing. Or her asshole.
And all I could say was that a mean man had broken my...
hymen?
Arm.
Oh.
You perv. My
come
arm.
On. You're fucking twat.
It was dismissed by the babysitter as that I'd fallen off the bed, but if she knew, .. we weren't my parents informed. We... what?
Pardon? How old
why
are you?
Why weren't my parents informed?
Wait,
how
old are
you?
A is near
no.
the S. I can understand that.
This person has a babysitter?
Then I got a yeast infection, which is usually a sign of a dirty twat, or...
right.
A dirty cock in that twat.
Or... child molestation.
Right, that too.
And when my mom took me to the doctor, they launched a big investigation about what was going on.
Only because my twat was that big.
Right. My parents refused to believe that something was going on, and they made lots of excuses.
Of course.
Eventually, it was all dropped.
Mm.
Perhaps it was the parents? You never had a babysitter. That
what?
Was your parent.
That was your uncle.
I don't remember any of it happening, but I may have blocked it out, but it all sounds pretty fucked up, right?
Right.
Right. Right?
I guess.
Right.
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 How you doing, David?
Doing awesome.
You look like you're about to fall asleep.
You slept all
I
day.
I slept. You guys were up till 6 in the morning drinking.
And I went to, or I got up at like 11.
That's cool.
Awesome.
You're nocturnal. It's fine.
That's
how's
true.
Your heart?
It's fucking pounding.
Pounding it. I guess it was easier for my parents to sweep it under the rug than deal with it. But the not knowing kind of makes me sick.
Mm. But you do know,
Father,
kind of.
I know.
Okay.
I
hey,
love
hey,
you.
Hey, I know.
I love you.
I love you too.
I love you so much.
How much?
Let's run away together.
You want to have sex?
Right now.
Okay.
All right, let's not.
I wish we had the cameras.
I know.
Sometimes I think you are closer in AF than anyone around me.
Pardon?
Autofocus?
Oh. Is that it?
Work?
I don't know. Fill in the blank.
More than anything, I want you to tell me how you feel about me.
I don't really like you that much, but I'd fuck you.
I know it wouldn't work. But I really just want to hear you say it, and thanks.
You're welcome.
Father, it kills me inside every time I read a confession I wish was yours. Like that last one. I wish that was you getting molested when you were a baby.
I wish
that would explain the yeast infection.
Right? I wish that was you that had that yeast infection.
I wish upon a star every time. I also wish that I could tell me... Whoa. I also wish that I could tell me confessions to her.
Tell my.
Not to group hug. And I wish for everyone else using group hug that if you love someone... Shut up! That if you love someone or miss them, you gotta take these New Yorkers. You gotta show them who's boss.
Otherwise, like a boss.
They'll walk all over you.
They do.
This city will... spit you
it
out.
It'll eat you
it
up.
It won't even eat you. It'll just spit you out.
It just swallows you and spits
it's
you out.
Show them who's boss.
Right.
Boss.
Like a boss.
Like a boss.
I don't know what you guys were talking about, but that was
you
just
don't?
Funny the way you were saying it. What is it?
It's the same guys who did Jizz in My Pants.
Yeah, the Lonely Island.
I have a song
you didn't
like
see that video
boss.
Yet?
No.
Holy shit, it's
we're
hilarious.
Watching that after.
Oh, wait. That was
he's
the one
like
he
a boss.
His resume?
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm just like, okay.
He's like, write me down a day of your life. And he's like, all right. He's like,
sorry, that was
wait,
my
it's
phone.
Turn your phone
what the
off.
Fuck? Yeah, get
going.
I don't
even know where I put it.
I don't know. Fucking show
it's
MDS. He's on his way into the city. We'll go to the village near the live show. Didn't find a meetup. We'll be in the... Whoa. Phone. Okay, hold on a sec. Explain something.
I have nothing to say.
The song, he goes from shitting on Deborah's desk
right.
to...
Yeah. No, to asking Deborah out
like a
and
boss?
Getting turned
like
down
a boss,
like
yeah.
a boss.
And then sucking some dude's dick.
Like,
right?
a,
like
boss.
A boss.
Yeah, like a boss. Getting some coke.
Like
sucking,
a boss.
Sucking
his
own
dick.
Like
a boss.
Crashing his car.
Like a boss.
His car
I mean,
like
I got
boss.
It right now. I can play.
Oh, he dies
boss?
Like
is
a boss.
Is it a video?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I know. I only have the MP3.
But is there a video?
Yeah.
On it? Okay, we'll put it on the jamhole.com/forums for anyone else like me that didn't know what they were talking about. Also, real quick, while we're talking
hilarious.
About the jamhole.com/forums, we put up a couple of our favorite older videos of their David Blaine spoofs.
Like,
and you'll know, like, when if you guys watch the live shows, and sometimes we kind of
look around,
like,
like David Blaine.
Like we have cameras on now.
I know. I'm so used to having cameras.
If you watch, go to the jamhole.com/forums, go to the video section, and watch the Street Magic 1 and 2, and you'll see what we're talking about. It's fantastic. All right, moving on. I guess we got to kind of get through this because they're heading to the city. So, R.I.P. Chris Miles. Poor little lookout for my dead niggas. As your motto goes, we shall. Fuck it. Fuck it.
Fuck
it.
Fuck it.
I can't remember the last time someone other than my mother hugged me.
That is...
Are you talking about on the site?
Yeah, is your mom the only one that gives you the plus hug, or are you talking about, like, real hugs?
Well,
or...
that one must have reached out, because now you have 11, so...
Wow. Holla. They feel for you. That was 11 mothers.
11 motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Father.
Yes, my son?
Can I get serious for a sec?
This is my serious face.
Father.
Yes, my son?
Are you comfy?
I'm good.
I've never fell in love.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't. I'm talking to my father.
Excuse me?
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm in the other booth, and you're quite loud. You know what? Would you mind shutting up? Because I'm trying to talk to my father.
Well, someone put a dick in her mouth.
Seriously.
Wait, what other booth? Hold on.
This is only one.
I believe that I will get married and have kids. Sure. I think I'd be a good husband and father. Oh! But it will only be with someone who I can stand the most. Only someone who I can tolerate.
Right.
Because you know what? Fuck all that other shit.
I just need to find the most tolerable person.
Right.
Because right now, life is pretty goddamn intolerant.
Right, well, you're not going to be much better when you're married and miserable.
I guess that's all anyone can expect when it comes to being real about it. Fuck.
Who the fuck is real anymore?
I don't expect sympathy. I understand how it is for women when their partners cannot give themselves to them completely. Whatever. You know what that's like?
No.
Yeah, she doesn't, but you do.
I give you me to you. I give myself to you completely.
I know, he puts all of
and
him
what
do
you
I,
know?
What do I get in return? 25% of you. 25, 50, 75. A dollar.
Oh my god.
Oh, that was visual. You guys totally don't even know what I'm talking about.
I love you, okay.
That's a dollar not having
the butthole.
Right. Fucking pricks, eh?
We're trying to do an internet show here. Can y'all just shut the fuck up for a minute? Thank you.
Someone's gonna come up here and kill you.
New York is so noisy.
I do not, again, I've said it, I do not understand why people would want to actually come live here.
I seriously don't get it. After,
it blows my mind.
After this, I don't even want to visit.
Never.
Thanks, MDS.
Thank you.
Thanks for ruining New York for me.
That's right. He was the one that started on the jamal.com/forums the fucking meetup.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, you guys want to come to New York? It's awesome. Like, yeah, could we?
That's the only way he could get us to come is by lying to us.
Because Keith, happy birthday, Keith.
Happy birthday.
He's going to make up for it tonight.
He
is going to tell
better.
The funniest jokes. We're
I hope so.
Laugh all of it.
Or he's just going to stand there and look at us like, you paid for this.
Yeah, right. He's going to be like, I didn't even write jokes.
I know.
What?
I said, you're a dumbass.
Yeah. Shit.
It's actually Jesse Joyce.
All right. Oh, is he opening? No, who's opening?
No, he's the one who wrote his jokes.
Oh, all his jokes?
Yeah. No.
God.
Keith's got his own.
Last one. Father, I was raped a couple months ago.
Pardon?
Oh, God.
Wait.
In the butt.
Were you...
Full sex.
Were you in a confessional booth?
Perhaps.
Was it your
I'm
resident
sorry.
Father?
Awkward.
Do you have a little confession, Father?
My son?
Yes, Father.
A couple months ago?
I put it in your butt.
I fucked you. It was me.
What? Get it? Let me put my penis in it?
I'm gonna put my penis in it.
I have no idea how to tell my fiancé about it when he comes back from Iraq next month. Okay, when I say raped, I meant I cheated.
I meant I fucked a Jew.
Right.
You're mincing words.
Right. Don't take the blame off you. It's your fault. You know what you did.
It's more upsetting than the actual assault was. Oh, it's assault now?
Assault,
you slut?
Yeah, sexual assault.
Assault by wearing a short skirt and going out and getting drunk.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then forgetting what happened
except
your twat sore.
That sounds like rape.
Yeah.
I don't want him to look at me differently. I don't want him to be upset. Because, you know, when they come back from Iraq, some of them, not all there.
No, they kind of look crazy.
The gunner, I'm surprised he's as well together as he
but
is.
He's
unless
a,
he's just trying really hard.
Well, he's a sniper, so he's like a mile away from
that's
the actual
true.
Action, and he just fucking shoots
headshot.
Him.
Boom,
headshot.
Boom,
headshot.
He has that in his head, like
yeah.
Every time he's like, boom.
Boom, headshot.
Double kill.
We're going to go out and kill some noobs.
Yeah, let's pwn some noobs.
Let's pwn some noobs. What's my mission? Your mission is to pawn some noobs!
So
boom!
Awesome.
Headshot! Maggot!
Jesus Christ.
I don't want him to blame himself for not being here, and more than anything, I don't want him to end up in prison for killing the guy.
Yep.
Oh. Because the guy is his best friend.
Right.
Oh.
Fuck my life. Oh, wait, this isn't...
Oh, right. No, these are confessions.
Right. Well, they sound like fuck my life sometimes.
Right. Okay, well, we're going to do some news here. I got just a few news stories I'd like to share with y'all. A couple of them have to do with New York. A couple of them have to do with stuff that we all hold nice and dear. Should we call in the air? I'll call heads.
All right.
And it is... Heads, yay!
Hey, go
this
you.
One is called Twitter Can Make You Immoral.
What?
What?
What? Can make you...
immoral.
Don't be eating on me, David Blaine!
I like to blame scientists. All orange soda! All orange soda!
We just pissed. Stop putting shit on my body!
I swear to
if
God.
If there's a spade, an ace of spades in my ass, I will kill you, David.
Excuse me, ace of clubs?
Or ace of, was it? Ace of clubs?
Yeah, it is.
This ends up on YouTube, I'm suing you.
Fuck you, David Blaine.
Social networks such as Twitter may blunt people's sense of morality, claim brain scientists. Pinky and the brain scientists. New evidence shows the digital torrent, the digital ilovetorrent.com, of information from networking sites could have long-term damaging effects on the emotional development of young people's brains.
Really?
So, if you're like, because we didn't grow up with this. We came into it, like, we didn't have Twitter before we started the jam hole.
Right.
So, I mean, we had MySpace.
We've always had, like, all that kind of shit, though. For at least I have for
quite
a while.
Right, but you didn't have a Twitter account until after we started the show.
Right, and Twitter wasn't there yet.
Right, exactly. So, new evidence or study suggests rapid-fire news updates and instant social interaction are too fast for the moral compass of the brain to process. So it's just that constant bombardment of information.
That instant gratification.
Status updates and shit. It's like, ah, I can't handle it.
Is that why people just spend all day on MySpace and shit?
Here's the danger. The danger is that heavy Twitters and Facebook users, they're called twats, sir. What?
Heavy Twitter user.
Yeah, very heavy Twitter user.
Judge not.
I just think it's funny how whenever you pull out your phone now, it's like, are you Twittering? You're like, no.
Leave me alone.
No. Leave me alone.
It's my job. I do.
So why are you, like, conscious about it? Like, when I
look
at you, you're Twittering, aren't you? And you're like, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. And you run and hide in the bathroom to finish your Twitter.
Are we going to have an intervention?
We might.
This is a loving environment.
You guys give
Matt.
Me no joy.
Hey,
I have to Twitter. You want me to rationalize this? Check this out. I have to do it for the show.
Right.
People need to know what the host of the jam.
People need
is
to
doing.
Know about.
They need to know when I'm
pooping,
pissed
about off
to
pooping.
Have sex,
hey,
or
pooping.
When my girlfriend didn't suck me off. Because for every girlfriend
jerking it.
Yeah, exactly.
Or when she starts her period.
Exactly. For every girlfriend I have that doesn't suck me off, there's potentially five others out there that will. So
right.
I have to let them know.
Right. Those chicks are like, I would suck him off.
That's right. And I'd be like, fucking
well,
done.
Get on it.
Done. Get up on it. The danger is that heavy Twitters and Facebook users could become indifferent to human suffering because they never get time to reflect and fully experience emotions about other people's feelings.
Right.
Because you get one and then you just read it, but you don't think about it because right then there's another one and then another one and then another one.
So you don't care.
Like Twitterfall or TweetDeck or any of those
or
other
programs.
Or even
Fuck My Life.
Right,
like, even
it's
shit
just
like that.
Constant. But we were desensitized way before that.
Yeah. I guess if you're not like us before you find that shit, it fucks you up. But since we're
probably
already like that, that's
then
just how
good.
We Yeah, that's just
so
how
get
we
off
are.
My twad cock.
Seriously.
U.S. scientists from the Brain Creativity Institute at the Southern University of California say the brain can respond in fractions of seconds to signs of physical pain in others. But they show it takes longer to activate processing of social emotions such as admiration and compassion,
which are
critical for developing a sense of morality.
Ah.
If society is so immoral, then why should we, as individuals in the society, feel any morality?
Well,
any
how are we supposed to be moral when our society that we live in is the exact opposite?
I don't think the newspaper understands that we don't give a shit about those people. Like, if someone's like, oh, I'm having a bad day, I'm gonna slice my wrist.
Watching TV with my cat.
Yeah, we don't give a fuck about it.
I don't know you. Go fuck yourself.
When the fail whale comes, we're not, like, crying and screaming and shit, you know?
Right.
I think they're thinking of it as if you're like literal friends with everybody on these networks.
Like in real life?
In real life, but on these networks you hear them saying like, oh, I'm sad, I'm this and that, I'm happy.
No one cares.
Yeah, like you don't care because you read one and instantly you're moving on to the next.
It's like, actually, no, it's just because it's someone on the internet that isn't even a real person to me because I've never met him or anything.
That or we just don't give a fuck in general.
That
so,
also,
like, doesn't really matter.
Right.
Right. The study raises questions about the emotional cost of heavy reliance on a rapid stream of news snippets obtained through television.
Probably, the cost of it is probably somewhere around our fucking dinner bill last night.
It's about that. Obtained through television, online feeds, or social networking such as Twitter. The impact could be most damaging for youngsters whose brains are still developing. USC researcher Mary Helen... name is Yang, we'll just leave it at that, said, quote, for some kinds of thoughts, especially moral decision-making about other people's social and psychological situations, we need to allow for adequate time and reflection. Hmm. So what they should do then is just put, like, a limit on the twats, like,
right.
Every 10 seconds. Is that
instead of instantly.
Right. Is that enough time, then?
I don't know. How long do you need to...
Maybe we're just faster at... recognizing this stuff. We don't need that much time.
Yeah,
but
they're talking about younger people that aren't developed yet. We're developed, I guess.
Okay. I think so.
You can call it that.
Quote, maybe. If things are happening too fast, you may not ever fully experience emotions about other people's psychological states, and that would have implications for your morality. So if you were born and raised with this constant bombardment
with Twitter,
shit,
basically,
you would be totally...
You become a hardened asshole.
Right.
So
and that's great.
A New Yorker, basically.
Yeah.
Right. You'd be right. That's where people get anyway.
Right.
They're
just
ahead of the curve.
Yeah, you're
just don't care about other people's fucking lives anymore. That's where you should be anyway.
You're a crotchety old fuck.
Right. Why would you want to fucking worry about someone else's life?
It's just making you a crotchety old fuck when you're 8.
Do they care about you?
No.
Man, who gives a shit?
Right. Just take care of you and your own.
Mature celebrity users of Twitter, such as Stephen Fry, Jonathan Ross, and Russell Brand.
Snoop D-O-double-G.
Snoop Dogg.
Found out he has Twitter today.
That's right.
His Twizzle.
John Cleese.
Right.
Yeah, the Sneezy's Tweezies. Let's see. And they're behind the growing popularity of the site, used by around 10 million people worldwide. Hmm. That and the fact that, like, a month ago it was on Oprah and ABC News and, like, all
everyone.
These morning shows. That helped a little.
Right.
Barack Obama used it as a tool during last year's U.S. presidential elections to talk directly and quickly. Only 140 characters can be posted anytime on the website or mobile phone, or to the website by mobile phone.
Right.
Or the website.
Right.
Right. 2,000s of followers. But a new study led by some douche suggests that digital media may be better suited to some mental processes than others. The study used compelling real-life stories to induce admiration for virtue or skill or compassion for physical or social pain in 13 volunteers.
Right.
Are you going to keep using it?
Yeah. I don't give a fuck. I already don't give a fuck about other people's emotions.
Well, then we're good.
We're okay.
Brain imaging showed the volunteers needed 6 to 8 seconds to fully respond to stories of virtue or social pain.
Social pain.
Social pain.
Social pain.
Social pain.
And that is about it for that story.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, the brain is honoring a distinction between things that have to do with physicality and the things that have to do with the mind. When it comes to emotion, because these systems are inherently slow, perhaps all we can say is, whoa, not so fast.
While Pinky is twittering.
Right, exactly. fun. So, let's see here, we got that. This one's called, Police Charge 2 People with Having Sex in Walmart Parking Lot.
Have you ever had sex in a parking lot?
When they look like that?
How are they even having sex?
What the fuck?
That girl is, like, at least 30 years younger than that dude.
And
yeah.
We'll have the show notes up on thejamhole.com. You guys can see the picture of these. He is old, just from the picture.
And
she is...
young and trailer
destroyed.
Trashy. Destroyed. Yeah.
A man and
big.
Woman. Yes, and big.
I feel sorry for the cops that found them.
Oh, right. No. Or any innocent bystanders.
Whoever she's doing it for money.
For money,
mm-hmm.
You think?
All right. I think so.
A man and woman accused of having sex in a Walmart parking lot face a charge of crime against nature. I love
because that. Because you're so ugly.
That's right. According to arrest warrants and affidavit, police stopped William Walter Stevens, 83 years old.
How does he even get... How much Viagra did he eat?
How old do you think she is?
I'm going to say
18,
19.
Maybe.
22.
Almost. 25. Asia Marie Howard, 25, as they were leaving the Walmart on Myrtle School Road after receiving a report that the two were having sex in the brown Buick they were leaving in. 83 and you're still fucking?
And driving?
And driving?
At
right.
the same time?
Whoa.
Whoa.
That is too much information at too quick.
Right, one of those alone is.
According
you.
To the affidavit, Howard told police that they were having sex and Stevens gave her $20
well,
for oral sex.
Attempting to.
Right.
$20.
Sucking his
right.
flaccid
Would
penis.
You suck an 83-year-old for $20?
No.
No.
If you were on drugs?
No.
No.
How do you know?
I could never get that high.
How do you know?
I'm sure of it.
All right. I hope not.
I would OD before that.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
He was placed in jail under $2,500 secure bond, and she was released.
And now she's sucking off some other dude for
and,
$20.
Right.
Exactly. That is it for that story.
Suck your dick.
This one is called Thomas. I got these cheeseburgers, man.
Suck your dick.
This one's called Thomas Frazier, father of 14 children, jailed for owing more than $500,000 in child support.
$500,000.
Now, if you're going to have a bunch of kids,
you better have a bunch of money.
Either make sure it's with the same chick or and marry her.
Or be a millionaire.
Or that and have a bunch of money, like you said.
Or just, you know, kill yourself.
Flint, Michigan, 14 children, 13 different women. More than $530,000 in unpaid child support.
Holy shit.
Soak that one in.
How's the economy doing for you?
Well, I'm in jail, so I don't give a fuck.
Oh, right.
Actually. Even in a county with 700... Can you tell the cops to quit doing that?
Seriously, can That'd you just,
great.
Like, keep that down, please?
Even
cops,
in a county...
can you please stop?
Go fuck
you.
Yourself.
Even in a county with $700 million in uncollected child support, Thomas Frazier may hold the unenviable title of biggest deadbeat dad.
Wow.
That's
Guess
great.
Guess what color he is?
Sparkling white. No.
Ghost Rider, kind of the opposite of that.
Oh, black?
Absolutely.
I never would have guessed.
Me neither.
Never.
After years of dodging support payments, Frazier was thrown in jail this week and given the choice of doing 90 days or coming up with about $28,000. Quote, "This guy gives fathers a bad name," said the friend of
hey,
some
Hey, don't
court.
Give me a bad name.
You know, Catholic priests that fuck children give fathers a bad name.
Oh, right.
Yeah. That's right. Before leaving the Flint area in 2002, Frazier amassed court cases for 14 children born since 1989. And has not paid any money on any of his Genesee County child support cases in at least the past 6 years.
Of course not. He don't have any money.
Frazier, 42, says he's actually the victim.
What?
What?
He's the victim.
How?
They were poking holes in condoms. They said they were on birth control.
Fucking bitches.
Said they were going to get abortions, probably.
I'm the victim here. The victim of a system that he says saddled him with debt for children he claims aren't even his.
He's entirely too fertile.
DNA test.
Yep, that's what you gotta
Let's
do.
Let's go to Maury.
Let's do it.
None of these are mine, Maury.
do what I want. I do. I have my kids. I smoke my... I do what I want.
At least half of them I better. Probably his.
Oh,
maybe half
sure.
or not.
Thank God, what an easy decision. Spend 90... Get a 90-day... vacation, don't have to do nothing.
I
know. Come up with 28 grand. More than you probably make in 2 years.
In your life, probably. That's amazing.
Hey, cops, are you cool?
Can I see what's going on?
Are you done?
Hold on.
I don't
you can totally just get up and be... It's so
I know.
Good.
It's probably so far away.
Holy shit.
What?
They got the whole fucking thing blocked off.
What?
What?
All these cops outside the shoe store.
Come in.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Grab my camera real quick.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Grab the video camera real quick.
Where is the All video camera?
Right. Okay, show on
oh,
hold
shit.
For just a moment.
Right.
Please hold.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Shit is on
Holy shit.
On the
Look at those cops.
Did somebody die?
Excuse I think me? Someone died.
There's a 187 up in this bitch.
Excuse me.
Oh, damn.
Da-da-da-da.
Oh, more showing up.
Cops.
Oh, shit.
What's Go going on at the shoe store, huh?
I don't know,
What's up,
bro?
Guys?
What's going
What's,
on,
What you doing What's over there?
What you doing over there?
What you doing?
There's some shit going on.
Somebody didn't die. Somebody got...
I heard gunshots. I'm not going to say anyone.
Holy shit, more showing up?
Where?
Sure.
Right there.
What the fuck?
What?
I'm trying to do a show here, and you're all like...
Maybe
I
they're...
I wish I was getting audio from this.
Yeah, right? Can you zoom in the microphone? That would
no,
be beautiful.
Can we throw on one of our lapels?
Not far enough.
Look at all of them just standing there like badasses.
I know.
These are New York badasses right here.
Hey, guys, Dunkin' Donuts is half a block down further. You got
right.
the wrong store.
I think it's aggravating when you get pulled over in Kalispell and you get, like, two cop cars.
I know.
What
and
the
now you get, like,
more.
Eight over
Look
here.
Look at all this shit, dude. Something happened. Look at, there's one,
Holy
two, three,
shit.
Four, five, six. Wait, maybe they're having a party. They're all, like, shaking hands.
Party super
shit.
Party.
Maybe.
Party super party.
Oh, my God. I have to poop.
Were they outside of Gabriel Shoe Stores in the nail salon by China?
By the China
Chinese
place?
Restaurant. Here's the Mudville Saloon. That's the place we ate at right there. That was really awesome food.
It looks like a
toll booth.
Are we arresting people or are you just making unnecessary noise? Because I would like to get this show continuing.
Let's just get the show on the road. Seriously.
They don't look very serious.
Hey, this is my serious face.
Why so serious?
Why so serious?
Well, I guess while we're out here, you guys can kind of get a little glimpse of this fucking dumpy shithole we're staying in. There's always fucking traffic here. There's the stand that they were eating at last night that is actually really good. I might go eat that after the show here. And you'll see a little traffic cop there just kind of doing his thing. He's got some soul.
Got soul, brother.
I want to see him pull out a dead body.
No.
Not even kidding.
That would be awesome.
People just keep walking by like nothing's going on.
I want to see them shoot somebody.
Right.
And then see
it
the dead body.
It can't be anything serious because they're still letting people walk by where they're all in front.
They're just hanging out.
It's got... Well, what could it be then?
And how many motherfuckers are about to get out of this van?
I know, right? It's like some SWAT
team
shit up in her.
They're all going to the Mudville Saloon to get their fucking winging on, man.
Go get my eat on.
Yep.
Can we do a show now?
They all go to the nail
we
salon
have
to get their hair cut once a month.
Excuse me?
We get a group discount.
Hey, show host.
All right, this is boring.
Boring. So, here's our room again. We got some more video in
fucking
that.
Awesome.
Danny, David, that is a sweet
I like that microphone.
Hit me, baby,
one more time.
All right.
Oh, man, you're looking pale ale, my friend.
Pale ale.
I feel
flex
fucking pale.
Give me a flex.
No.
Give me a flex.
Do it.
I'm good.
Do it.
Do it.
I don't have the energy.
If you don't fucking do it.
I twitch.
Oh,
fun.
I feel like total shit, though. That coffee did not help my stomach this morning.
No, really?
No, not at all. Hey, there's another cop. Oh, hey, there's two more down the street coming their way. Is there a cop convention that I don't know about?
They've got, like, fanny packs, but for their legs. They probably got mace.
Okay, well, you guys can still hear me, so,
yeah. Watch it.
Right. He is the victim. Right. I tried to find the victim of a system that he says saddled him with debt for children he claims aren't all his, and the victim of a poor upbringing.
Okay,
that he said caused him to seek affection from older women.
So I said not all of them are his, so he's admitting that some of them are.
Some of them are mine, but not all of them.
Right,
and
probably.
It's not my fault, it's my parents' fault for raising me shitty.
Right. And not
because my dad still owes my mom like $20,000
right,
in child
so you
support.
Could just go.
That's awesome.
Quote, I tried to find someone who would love me for me, said Fraser. Bullshit.
Right.
I cannot see those words coming out of his mouth
no.
unless it was a fucking lie. Who believes he may have fathered his first child at the age of blank.
15.
When did 15.
Really?
Are you serious?
Absolutely.
Wow, I just spit it out.
Authorities say Frazier is a serial womanizer who bounces from state to state and hasn't paid child support in years. Frazier owes police...
How about ever?
Ever?
Have you ever paid a cent to child support?
Never once, my friend. Never once.
Didn't think so.
Frazier owes Talisha Tyler about $40,000 for a 14-year-old dollar. Daughter. Dollar.
Wow. Dollar.
I got a 14-year-old dollar with your name on it.
All right.
Is your name Talisha? Tyler says he has never even bought so much as a diaper.
Wow.
Well, she's 14 now, right? I mean, if she's still dumping in diapers, you are a poor mom.
Yeah, I mean, she's not in diapers now, so who cares?
Thomas has never been involved in her life, period, said Tyler. Hey, Tyler! Maybe you should have thought about that before you had the fucking kid in the first place.
Right.
You fucking idiot.
Your closet's full of clothes hangers.
Right. All of these fucking people that have all of these kids fathered by this fucking deadbeat.
No excuse.
No. You should have just not had it then.
Yeah.
Were you planning on getting knocked up so you could get child support? Well, then that's your fault and you deal with it.
Right.
If your plan backfired, then fucking...
Should have fucked someone with money.
That's right. Should have fucked better. Fuck better people.
Yes.
A Genesee judge on Thursday ordered Frazier to spend 90 days in jail unless he comes up with $4,100 for Tyler. He said, I will gladly hang out in jail. It's where all my homies is at anyway.
Right.
Who hears me? Holla.
Holla.
Even if he comes up with that money, the judge ordered him to spend 90 days in jail on another case. On top of that, the judge gave him 45 days in jail on 6 other cases. Fuck, man, you're set for the rest of your life.
In prison.
At least for the next year.
In all, Frazier is looking at 3 months in jail unless he comes up with at least $27,900. Hmm. Tyler would just as soon see him go to prison for much longer. He's
right.
Quote, he's a fast talker, she said. He's not going to pay it. I love it. Like, it's...
They know.
You opened your legs, slut!
Yeah. Shouldn't have fucked him.
A fast talker.
Oh, is that it? He just talked my legs wide open.
Well, he talked as fast as he talked, too.
Oh, well, in that case, I guess...
She didn't even know he came already.
Frazier doesn't dispute that he owes a sizable amount, but said it was unrealistic for the county to expect him to pay so much support. These bitches need to get a job.
Shit.
At one point, I owed like $3,000 a month, he said. Nobody makes that much. In this economy? Shit.
Fuck.
Shit. He says he believes in his heart only 3 of the children. Wait. He said he believes in his here that only 3 of the children, $2 and a son, are actually his. So he thinks 3 of them are his.
Right. Well, so he hears in his here.
In his here.
In his here.
Right, his here.
The rest, he says, were born of women that he may have slept with, but who lied and claimed he was the father, giving the court false addresses for Frazier so that he could never show up to contest paternity.
Wow.
So they lied. They're like, this is his address, and they send the thing to him, and it's not his address.
You know, I kind of believe that.
Do you know how many people that probably fucked up? Like, this husband and wife, and the wife checks the mail, and they're like, paternity summons.
What's this, honey?
Motherfucker, you cheating on me again? Shit.
Shit, nigga, I'll beat your ass.
I'll beat your ass, motherfucker.
You motherfucker.
Local officials, however, say Frazier has a story for everything. In October, friend of the court, officials said Frazier gave them a false social security number and tried to convince investigators he was someone else. That wasn't me, it was my brother.
It wasn't me, dude.
So many cops outside.
Yeah,
just standing
there. They're crazy.
They're just hanging out.
There's so many more now, though.
Frazier says he is unemployed, and local officials said they do not know what he does for a living.
Absolutely nothing.
I can take a wild guess, because you know what? In his pocket, police found $5,000 in cash.
Drug dealer.
And plane tickets to Florida.
Drug dealer. Coke dealer.
He remained under the radar until late last month when he got pulled over in Iowa
with Coke
for a broken taillight on his Mercedes-Benz. Mercedes-Benz.
But no one makes $3,000 a month.
No. Of course not. I mean, I stole this Mercedes.
Right. This $5,000.
I've had five grand in cash.
Yeah, this $5,000. I've been saving this for years, man.
That's right.
Please give him a box of condoms when he gets out of jail.
Right.
You could afford to give at least the 3 of those women that you had kids with, you could afford the abortion.
Or at least hang out and be with one of them and raise the fucking kid.
Or at least one of the kids.
At least one of them. Fraser said he was actually on his way back to Flint and planned to use the $5,000 as a good faith payment on his child support.
I bet.
I'm sure that's exactly what it was for, right?
On drugs, so he could double his money.
Right. Exactly. Double it up.
You gotta put the money back into the business to keep the business going.
Well, yeah, that's how the system works, isn't
it? Yeah.
The cop tossed him in jail on child support warrants, then had him delivered Wednesday to the Genesee County Jail. Frazier says he messed up and wants to take care of his mistakes. Finally, I'm glad someone can admit that your children are absolutely mistakes.
All 14 of them.
So awesome.
But hopes the friend of the court will knock down his bill to a more manageable $200,000 and set him free.
Oh,
he's like, $500,000? No way. But $200,000, I can do $200,000.
I can do that. I got that in cash. I just need the other three for drugs.
Right, I just need to get back to the crib
right,
so I can get it. And I'll be right back.
Yeah, I promise.
I swear to my Lord. I swear to my baby's mama, my other baby's mama, my baby's mama's mama. I swear to all my baby's mama's mamas.
Oh, God.
There's not a lot I can do in jail, he said.
No shit.
Really?
What, like lift weights?
Get buff and then come out and murder all these bitches for lying?
Right.
That's what I'd do. Battle said he's willing to work, they're going to seek prison because they're sick of hearing all the excuses. He said he's willing to work with Frazier, but said it's going to take a lot more than $5,000. It will take 6 digits, said Battles. You fucking bitch.
Wow.
You better take what you're fucking getting and be thankful that you got something at all.
Yeah, instead of nothing.
Quote, shame on him for abandoning his children while he lives the life of Riley, said Leighton. Who's Riley?
Bill O'Reilly?
Who knows?
Bill O'Reilly from the Boondocks? Must be a black
thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get it.
If any black listeners know who Riley is and the life of is like, holla. 416-204-4687 or email info at thejamble.com. Frazier, who has already spent 5 years on probation for attempted non-child support, does have one piece of advice for your children. What do you think his one piece of advice for all 14 of his mistakes is going to be?
Let's see. I don't know.
Make the same mistake I did.
That's good. What do you think?
Use birth control from now on.
All right, what do you think?
Give up while you still have the chance.
Push her down the stairs.
Use a condom, he said. You don't want to end up like your dad.
Oh, God.
That's so awesome.
Wow. In this tough economic times, I can't afford to fuck and buy condoms. It's
I know.
One of the
either,
two.
I mean, if I have to buy drinks to fuck,
right.
I'm going to have to buy condoms.
To fuck to after fuck. The drinks.
Right, it's one or the other.
Yeah,
I gotta fuck.
And I can't just buy condoms, because then I can't
fuck. Why can't
fuck?
People just pull out?
Like, right?
Right.
What happened to pulling out, guys?
It just feels too good.
I just get caught in the moment, you know?
I know, I love you. I love you
fucking
so much.
Love you.
Fucking love you.
And then I come and I leave.
Right. Some of the comments here, lock this bum up for good. How dumb can you be? All
bum.
The poor kids and a
He's
dumb father
money.
Like this? I don't feel sorry for this jerk at all.
I feel sorry for him a little bit because it sounds like he got shafted.
He got the shaft. Think this is bad.
And not because he's black either.
Well, right. Shaft.
Because all the chicks don't want to have to fucking have abortions and shit.
Another comment. You think this is bad? I just pray he doesn't have the hots for the Octomom.
Oh!
Oh! Oh!
Octomom.
Another 8 by 14.
Fucking A.
He's probably the one responsible.
He's nothing more than a wannabe thug playa that wants his women's, but he doesn't want any responsibilities for his actions. Typical ghetto attitude. I'm the victim here because my upbringing was so hard.
Yeah, the typical ghetto dude doesn't have a Mercedes-Benz of $5,000 in his pocket.
He will never pay the money back, of course. Put him in jail. I say just kill him and kill each woman he knocked up
and their kids.
Done,
right.
And
done.
Problem solved.
Start all over. Right,
we're at an hour here. I want to read a couple of these New York stories and then we'll get the fuck out because we got to get going. There's one New York story, and then there's one from Montana I want to read that's pretty good. This one is called 5-Year-Old Rides New York City Subway Alone for 34 Stops.
Wow.
Holy shit.
That nigga is hard.
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 New York authorities say a 5-year-old boy slipped onto a New York City subway alone and rode for 34 stops from one end of Manhattan to the other before anyone intercepted him. Interception! Fumble! If you would have seen like a 5-year-old kid just chilling, like
I would probably
like,
not.
David, what are you doing here? I'm selling weed, nigga.
He's all sitting there with his chain. He's got a tat.
I know, he was probably...
You want a Rolex?
Yeah, if I saw a five-year-old in the New York City subway
in
alone,
New York,
I would just leave him.
No.
I'd
like, hey,
he's probably
you know where
cool.
You're going.
Yeah.
Hey, are you cool, baby? I'm cool, nigga, you want some weed?
Yes, I do.
I love that skit.
I just got ripped off by a five-year-old.
His name is Sammy Sosa. He's been reunited with his mother, unharmed after his hour-long transit odyssey Monday. Griselda Sosa says her son got away from her around 7:40 a.m. while she got coffee near an elevated station on the number one line in the northernmost part of Manhattan. The boy apparently sprinted up the station stairs, squeezed under a turnstile, and boarded a southbound train before she could stop him.
He's like, I'm getting away from this bitch.
This ain't even my mama.
She beats me. You don't know this.
I've been
she
kidnapped.
Beats me.
Don't put me back in with her. Fuck. Griselda, the police quickly put out an alert, but Sammy made it to the end of the line before transit workers spotted him around 8:40 a.m. It totally does seem like he was running away. I would maybe look at him and be like, are there bruises on you?
Are you okay? Why did you run away?
Show us on the bear where she touched you.
Or where she does touch you.
My daddy's never around. He owes my mommy child support.
About 500 grand.
I was trying to find my daddy. His mother calls.
I heard he drives a nice Mercedes.
I heard. His mother calls authorities' response good and fast. That's it for that story.
Nice.
And then we got one from Montana here. This one is called Mom Allegedly Drives Son Friends to Car Break-ins. Hey, Mom.
Wow.
Gotta go get another car. Okay.
Okay, Mom. Okay.
Great Falls, Montana. 37-year-old woman accused of driving her son and his friends around the city as the teen stole items from cars.
Wow, like
holy
stereo
shit.
And shit.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
She must
hey,
be on a lot of drugs.
Tough times, man.
Right. She
tough
needs
times.
Cash money, man. Yeah. That's what we gotta do.
Gotta sell my stereos.
Hey. Now, what do you think is worse? The one coming out of Manhattan or the one coming out of Montana?
Well, it depends. If the kid was getting all beat and shit. I mean, these people are just trying to make ends meet. That kid was trying to run away because he was getting molested and abused.
Or something.
Shit.
Something like that. I don't know. But it doesn't really specify, so...
I say the one in New York just because it happened in New York. New York is a fucking shithole.
Seriously.
Right. Can I reiterate how much I hate this place?
Did I mention how bad it stinks?
Hey, that is beautiful how you guys lay your trash out on the curb.
Hey,
I know.
On our way out, would you like to sticker every cop car on the side of the road on the way down?
Yeah, because there's like 20 of them.
Yes, there is.
Police learned about the case Saturday morning when the woman's husband called authorities to report he found a pile of stuff in his backyard that he suspected had been stolen.
Mm.
What gave that away? Like, the way the cables had been cut instead of nicely unplugged?
Actually, they weren't even cut. It was just yanked out.
Right,
yeah.
Just ripped. Court records said over $3,000 in items were stolen, including a set of golf clubs and power tools.
Wow.
That's money, man.
Yeah.
The woman was charged with accountability to theft and accountability to criminal trespass to a vehicle, along with endangering the welfare of children. If they didn't do that, I mean, she was endangering the welfare either way, right?
Right.
I mean, if you're on welfare.
It's like, either we're going to go do some illegal shit, or you don't eat.
Yeah, what do you want
to do? What do
you want to do? Your choice. I don't give a shit. I'm full. I already ate.
Right.
I'm talking about my kids now. And if you guys want
to
eat.
I'm trying to take care of my kids here, and I'm getting in trouble.
Right, it was their idea.
Yeah.
Two 18-year-olds also faced the accountability charges, and five juveniles were arrested in the case. That's
right.
That's it for that story. Oh, fuck. You want to hear about this one? It's really short. This one's called Woman Tries to Set Herself on Fire.
What?
Okay.
Forgets matchbox.
So she's walking around with gasoline for
how
a while.
How drunk are you?
Taipei, a jilted Taiwan woman who wanted to commit suicide by setting herself on fire.
That's how they roll down there.
That
I
is
don't know
how
if you
they
know
roll.
That.
They're
yeah.
monks, right?
That's all they do.
The Taipei World Trade Center early on Thursday was frustrated to find that she had forgotten to bring a lighter or a match, a local TV station reported. So, you're like...
Give me a match, please!
You're going to commit suicide, and that's kind of important.
Well, and they're always doing it, like, on the corner of the street, too.
Right, so maybe she just thought someone would have
like, hey, she's, like, pouring the gas... Anyone got a light?
After sprinkling herself all over with petrol, the unidentified woman searched her handbag, only to find that she had forgotten to bring a light.
Fuck.
Cable news said. The petrol-soaked woman then went to the parking lot of the Trade Center to try and borrow a lighter from a guard who was suspicious of her intentions and instead called the police. She's like, hey, man, you got a light? And he's like,
What for?
Why do you smell like gas?
I just need to light my cigarette.
I need a cigarette.
You don't have a cigarette.
Well, I'm going to ask someone else for a cigarette I get a lighter.
You got me. That's so awesome. They, like, became suspicious after that. Like, it wasn't the smell of gasoline, maybe.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't say gasoline. What does it say?
Petrol.
Petrol.
Okay. I was like,
in there, in Taiwanese land. The woman later told police she was dumped by her boyfriend and in desperation wanted to end her life. She was later taken home by her family.
Right. And where she got the lighter and then...
Finished the job!
Yeah.
That probably did. We'll read about that. I haven't even checked the news feed today. These were the ones we were gonna do last night before we were so rudely interrupted by our cunt-faced neighbors.
Yeah, I just want everyone to know that our fucking neighbors suck!
Yeah, totally suck. All right, well, we got to get out of here. We got to edit this and put it up both halves on thejamal.com. Email us info at thejamal.com. If you guys want to see videos of us golfing, thejamal.com/donate. We need enough money to get a rental car. Otherwise, that's not going to happen. So, yeah, stand-up show is tonight. We'll see you guys all over at Drom. And then if we can get into the after party with our underage friends, we will be there. If not, we'll find something else to do. Those who get turned away can probably just come with us, and we'll go sticker the world or film it or something.
Word.
And then, Saturday is Webster Hall with Richard Cheese.
Can't wait for
That's going to be fucking awesome. Also, Thursday, we are going to be doing a show with Ear Candy New York. They want us to stream their show live with our cameras, and then after they do their show, which is an hour, we're going to do our show, which will probably be a couple hours because we'll have real equipment there.
Right.
So it won't sound like this. This is our hotel lapel mics. And
Laptops.
So, yeah, we're going to use all their nice equipment.
This is just a portable studio.
Exactly. Yeah. They'll use our cameras. We'll use their mics. And, we're going to be on their show. They're going to be on ours. It'll be a big old fucking circle jerk gangbang.
Huge gangbang.
It'll be great.
Can't wait.
Maybe, and I sent them my album, so maybe they're going to review it on the show that we're actually on.
That would be cool.
Okay. That'd be nice. Be like, why do you suck so bad? I don't know. I listen to a bunch of other people's albums, and I'm like, oh, so this is how it should sound.
Right.
And then I just went with
that's easy.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
I mean, I'm just following
the footsteps. Follow the leader. You guys can leave us messages. We're not playing them on the shows. We might be able to on Thursday, but I'm not sure. But just know that we are listening to all of them. We thank you very much. You guys are all very funny, and we appreciate it. So, 462-044-4687. If you guys want to keep up to date on everything that's happening, if they don't judge me too much for making twats about it, I will on thejamal.com/Twitter. You can follow Danny's on thejamal.com/Danny, thejamal.com/David, thejamal.com/Braden. That's all of our Twitter accounts. MySpace, friend us, thejamal.com/MySpace. Check out YouTube, thejamal.com/YouTube. But most of all, thejamal.com/Donate. Give us some cash. We got shirts with us, too. So, And stickers.
Right.
And
right.
Stickers.
Right. Donate.
Donate.
Oh, yeah. By the way, donate.
Right.
Hey.
And if you haven't already, donate. And if you have already,
donate again.
Do it again.
TheJamal.com.
Because I don't know if you know
slash donate.
Not, but cheeseburgers up here are $20.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, we will probably talk to you guys Thursday. Not sure what time, if we're still live. Just follow us on all that shit or sign up for SMS updates. We will.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.